Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London. This story was performed by Deborah Henley
in February 2012.
Where the theme was the unexpected.
I artfully arranged my hair on top of my head and pulled down a few tendrils. I can't believe I found this dress in Cambridge blue. My boyfriend was a captain of boats, he'd just won, and I was going to be the belle of the ball. 5 years earlier, I had started at university, and it was after a party I found myself on a running machine looking for direction and looking for purpose. And I suddenly thought, I know what I'm going to do. I am going to go to the Olympics. I'm going to be an Olympic rower. And so I started training. Nothing was going to get in my way. Nothing. I trained and I trained and I trained. A few months later, I met my boyfriend, who was already in the national team, and he gave me the men's training programme. So I went with no training base to trying to follow this thing to the letter. If I had any energy left in the afternoon for lectures, I felt I hadn't trained hard enough that morning. And if I had any energy at all for parties, I'd really failed. So I didn't party, I didn't drink, I didn't do what students normally did. I trained. After a couple of years, things were really progressing well for me, but I was constantly overtraining. And one day, I'd signed up for trampolining because I wanted to really improve my balance and my springiness. And so, even though I was really knackered from my morning on the river, I turned up and I jumped in a funny kind of way and something landed and in a weird crunch and my back just stiffened up. I went to see the team doctor, Anne Redgrave, who was Steve Redgrave's wife, in her home surgery. And I walked through the house, stepping over Steve's long legs as he stretched out in front of the television and went in there. She looked at my back and she said, "You're going to have to take some time out for a while. Let's just see how it goes." I said, "Well, what about my training?" She said, "Don't worry, just go on an static exercise bike. That way you won't be moving your back and just see how it goes." Well, it didn't really get any better, and after a while the doctors were talking about fusing my vertebrae. Everybody knew my rowing career was over, except for me. I kept trying to get back into a boat, and when I couldn't, I did my physiotherapy, a 45-minute session. I did it 3 times a day. And this went on for the next 3 years, doing a little bit, trying. It gave me my whole meaning, my whole purpose. Meanwhile, my boyfriend had moved on. He'd given up international rowing. He was really starting to enjoy life. He got into Cambridge, he was doing medicine, he was doing the boat race and having a lot of fun with it. And today, he had won. He was euphoric, and it was a boat race ball. So as I walked into the grand ballroom, I saw him over there, surrounded by his cronies. He gave me a wave. And I sat next to Paddy at dinner. Paddy was an ex-oarsman who was now sailing around the world. My boyfriend swung by and said, "Hey, you should take her sailing with you. She loves sailing." The next morning, he had to get up early, pack his bags. He was flying to the States to do an Oxford, Cambridge, Harvard, Yale thing. And I said, what did you think of my dress? What was it like again? Doesn't matter. What did you mean when you said that to Paddy? I just thought that you would love to go sailing, he said. You love sailing. It'd be good for you. But what about my rowing? 2 weeks later, he was back, and I cooked a fantastic chicken and almond curry, and we had friends over. And afterwards, we went up to my room. I sat down on the bed, and he knelt down. He said, I've got something to tell you. What? While I was away, I got together with someone. What do you mean? I slept with somebody. Who? Someone from the women's team. I can't promise it's not going to happen again. You fucker! You fucker! What do you mean? Why can't you stop yourself? It's over, he said. Sometimes relationships end. I was sick all night. I thought something must have been wrong with the chicken. And the next morning, I got in my boat and I went sculling. And as I was going along, I just found, after a few strokes, I just couldn't. My arms wouldn't do it. My body refused. It was over. I went back, I put my boat away, and I never got in it again. I went out partying. I smoked, I drank, I had a great time. I was looking for something. I felt empty. I had no purpose, I had no direction. I wouldn't say I was enjoying it. I just didn't care about myself. And I was out there clubbing, doing whatever I could. And a few months later, on a rainy September morning, I just thought, I can't carry on like this. What's happened to me? I've got to save myself. And so I sent an email off to Paddy saying, where are you? And he wrote back immediately saying, we're going to Fiji in 2 weeks, then down to New Zealand, across to Australia. Why don't you come out? I bought a one-way ticket to Fiji. And that afternoon, my mobile phone rang. It was my mum. Where are you? At the Australian embassy. What are you doing there? I'm getting an Australian visa. Why? I'm going to go and live in Australia. What? When? In 2 weeks. And so, 2 weeks later, I sat there on the plane. It was the start of a new adventure. No more chasing goals that I couldn't have. No more living dreams that weren't mine to be lived. No more living through somebody else's life and someone else's successes. Who knew what was going to happen next? And as the plane took off, I sat back and I smiled to myself and I thought, bring it on.
For more stories, head to sparklondon.com.
Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates, with audio production by Matt Till at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.